I'm Steve Potter, and later on Cityscape, we're going to meet Wynette Whitegoat and Pete Kozer, who, along with many others, will be celebrating their Native American heritage at WashU's annual powwow. But first, Modern American Dance Company, or MADCO, premieres Liquid Roads April 11th and 12th at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. And then they're going to be taking the production on the road later this year and next. MADCO's executive and artistic director, Stacy West, is here along with choreographer Gina Patterson and with jazz musician Brian Casserly. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Stacy, Liquid Roads is a dance piece. It also features both original and historic music. Mm-hmm. And it's billed as MADCO's grandest production to date.
Yes, without question. You know, we came to the Two Hill Performing Arts Center in 2007 as the professional dance company in residence. And as you know, we've had a long history in St. Louis. We've been here for 38 years. But that partnership that we have with University of Missouri St. Louis and the Two Hill Performing Arts Center has completely changed the way we're able to work as artists. So we now have the support of the university and the Two Hill. We have an amazing facility to go to rehearse in every day. And it has allowed us to put all of our resources into the development of new work. So it's really become the incubation spot for new productions and new work. And Liquid Roads is our grandest to date, for sure.
And you're running the show now, but you began as a dancer.
As a dancer, right? In 1988. Yeah, so I've been there 25 years.
Well, St. Louis certainly has an impressive history when it comes to jazz and blues music. Yes. And Brian Casserly, you're a musician. You play trumpet and trombone and saxophone. And you make the point that St. Louis is, in your words, the crossroads of music and dance. What do you mean by that?
Well, music, a lot of people think of jazz coming up from New Orleans, and it certainly did have a start there. But it came up with the closing of Storyville in 1917 in New Orleans. A lot of jazz musicians had to find employment, and they came up the Mississippi River on the riverboats and also migrated up to Chicago. And many people came up on the Mississippi River. And St. Louis has a tradition of being a crossroads with the river and also the railroads coming from east and west coming into St. Louis. And all of that brought people, and the people brought their music. And St. Louis has been a crossroads, been an innovator of music. We're certainly the king of the ragtime. Jazz, early jazz recordings, many record companies came down from Chicago and found recording artists in St. Louis. Matter of fact, some of the first blues women singers were recorded here in St. Louis.
Gina Patterson, you were commissioned actually to create this performance piece with music and dance. So how did you approach this initially?
Well, after my excitement, I went, oh my goodness, what do I do? No, I'm just kidding.
It's true.
Or maybe a little bit true. Well, I had done a piece called Second Line with New Dance Horizons, and that was created, and it will be sort of merged into the whole of Liquid Roads. But I started with that, and I started thinking about, you know, a whole evening show. How do I incorporate that? How do I build around it? What are we going to say? And so I started to draw from Brian's music what I was really drawn to, you know, just instinctually. Oh, I want to use this piece. Want to use this piece and this piece. And at that point, I was going to be collecting, you know, music and, you know, working with them to arrange it into a story. But I just started with pieces that I liked. And then pretty quickly, the topic of writing original music for it came up, which opened up a whole new world of possibility for what Liquid Roads was going to become. And so I came to St. Louis for a week to do research and talk to the musicians and basically started doing research, going to Union Station, talking to Brian, going to the rivers, and then a storyboard started to emerge from there. And then it just started growing back and forth from there.
Yeah, you say you came to St. Louis because you're based in Texas, are you?
Yes, right. I am.
So was Brian in it from the beginning also?
Yes. Yes, he was, actually.
Well, almost the beginning, yes.
Almost. Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Almost, that's
almost the beginning. Yeah. Gina referred to New Dance Horizons, and that's the newest brainchild of Michael Utoff at Dance St. Louis.
A couple of years ago,
we did it a couple years ago, and it's an annual fall event for Dance St. Louis now, where Dance St. Louis partners world-class choreographers with local dance companies. So Gina was commissioned to choreograph a piece for us, and that's how the idea started. We were looking for live blues and jazz music, and that was going to be the premise of the piece. And so we were thinking about bands, and my first thought was the Soulard Blues Band. They have a long history in St. Louis. They've been around about the same amount of time that Madco has, and people in St. Louis really recognize them. So we started down the path of talking to Art Dwyer from the Soulard Blues Band and picked music, had some great ideas, and then they realized that they were double booked for a wedding and our show on the same night. So we immediately went to Plan B, and Art said, you know, if you can get our former lead singer, Brian Casserly, we're good to go. He'll do a great job for you. And that's how it evolved.
And Brian, so, I think you've got your own group now too, don't you?
Yes, I do. And playing with Cornet Chop Suey, playing jazz all over the world and touring.
So are they part of this too or not?
They're part of it in a lot of inspiration. Some of the tunes that were Gina picked were some things that Cornet Chop Suey has done and recorded. But we have to make a reduction from a 7-piece band to 4 pieces for the
show.
Well,
let's sample some of the music from Liquid Roads. Brian, maybe you'd set it up for us. Big Swing?
Big Swing. It's an original, and basically it came from a discussion of the St. Louis and music of dance and some clubs. There used to be 4 really big dance clubs in St. Louis, and the this is kind of like inspired from...
From the Club Imperial.
Club Imperial in St. Louis. So when people used to go to Club Imperial and go upstairs to the second floor and they'd be dancing and the dance floor would be so crowded, it'd be moving up and down, you'd swear it's going to break right on through. So this is the – and also an homage to the some Afro-Cuban of the choreographer from East St. Louis. So.
Mm-hmm. From Catherine Dunham. There's some Afro-Cuban rhythms in there as well.
Yeah. So this is Big Swing. Modern American Dance Company Madco presents Liquid Roads April 11th and 12th at the Two Hill. We're talking with musician Brian Casserly, choreographer Gina Patterson, and with Madco's executive and artistic director, Stacy West. And this goes to you, Gina. After hearing that, I was trying to picture in my mind what the choreography was during that.
Oh, everything. It's funny you asked about that. I just came from rehearsal, and we were working on Big Swing today. And it's pretty much done now.
Great.
Almost all the way there. But I really love the sensuality of the Afro-Cuban beat. Mm-hmm. And so I really sort of worked in that vein. And then also I just love that against the quick rhythms, especially this drum solo that happens later on. And so I don't know. It's not exactly swing, but it's influenced by swing. It's influenced by like this bluesy swing, and
I think that's an important thing to mention too, because in discussing the development of the show, there were a lot of discussions about what the look was going to be. Was it going to be in a certain time period, or, you know, how were we going to pull that off? And really, we decided that we are today's contemporary artists of St. Louis, and, you know, and Gina is one of the most sought after choreographers in the country. Mm-hmm. We're contemporary artists, but we're influenced by what has come before mm-hmm. us. And that's really the approach that we took in putting the yeah. show together.
And especially the music, too, because we're influenced by everything that's come in the past, but you're still in the present. And so just mm-hmm. taking these little pieces of different things and applying them to an idea, new ideas, is big swing. But it's still, you know, it's the imperial dance that yeah. started here in St. Louis and swept the country. And,
right. You know, I was just going to say, for instance, like for the beginning of Big Swing, it was inspired by our research at the Union Station where people travel across country. You land at the station. You go to the clubs, women in one room, men in another, smoking cigars, drinking brandy. And so that is, I kind of show that in a way, mm-hmm. and that was the start of that.
Right. So that's an original piece of music. What are some of the historic pieces that we might recognize?
Powerhouse, Wonderful yeah. World, Ain't mm-hmm. No Sunshine, St. James Infirmary.
We do Sidney Bechet, The Fish Vendor
uh-huh.
for New Orleans, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. St. Louis, of course, is celebrating its 250th anniversary, so I guess mm-hmm. it's no coincidence that you're doing this when we're talking about the history and all this coming about in St. Louis.
It is a coincidence.
Oh, really?
Because we started working on this several years ago, and it has evolved, and then as we were putting together the timing of it, I realized that it was also coming together with the 250th anniversary, so that made it perfect, you know, another reason to do it, and I can't emphasize how much I've learned about my own city through this project. And
what have you learned, Stacey?
Oh, my gosh. Well, just the tour at Union Station. I mean, we were really fortunate to have the historian at Union Station walk us through the station and talk about just what the scene was when we were there and people coming in and out of the station, and that there were clubs and speakeasies across mm-hmm. the street from Union Station at mm-hmm. the time, which I didn't know, mm-hmm. and that people would get off the train and then go across the street to the clubs. And that's another mm-hmm. thing that inspired Big Swing. Our set design is inspired by a riverboat ride that Gina and I took in August on the Becky Thatcher and the Mark Twain that you can go on. It's a touristy thing, and we got out there on the riverboat, and we looked at one of the flood walls, and we said, that's the set. Mm-hmm. There it is. And so our set is very inspired by that flood wall.
And I love what you were describing earlier, Brian, what it all kind of means, that the railroads and the steamboats and the rivers brought the people to this location.
Yes.
And then the people brought all this different music with them, and they all converged in one place.
Mm-hmm. So many different styles. Everything from gospel, mm-hmm. country, mm-hmm. everything came through St. Louis. It's just wonderful music, and if you want to pick one style of music from St. Louis, you really can't, mm-hmm. because if you look through the history, it is every style.
Mm-hmm. So what's the rehearsal process been like, Gina? Any particular challenges for you?
Oh, well, there's always challenges, but my first response, well, I guess
of course
that was
you want
my
that,
first
though.
Response.
You want that, though. Yeah.
But it's been such a joy every day, really, to go in and work with these dancers. I mean, the rehearsal process for me is also working with the musicians, and it's been so incredible and really rich in everything that's happened, and everything, the dance and the music bounces off of each other. They're a really special group of people that I don't think I could do, well, for sure, I couldn't do this project without anybody else, because they all individually influence what it is becoming. Same with the musicians.
And Stacey, you made the point, it's this sort of a big deal for MADCO, and I know part of it, you had an innovation grant from the Regional Arts Commission, and there was a Kickstarter component to all this, too.
Yeah. You know, along with the biggest project to date comes a big budget, the biggest budget to date for a show. And so I had a lot of fundraising to do. And my board of directors is amazing, and they have really stepped up to the plate and helped in creating the vision. So we were really interested in finding a project that we could launch for national touring. And we were getting advice from a lot of different people, and someone said to me, you need to find a piece of work that is your signature work. You know, like Alvin Ailey, you think of Revelations, and you know Alvin Ailey has other work, but that's a signature piece, and MADCO needs to find something. And so we found Liquid Roads.
And you will be touring with us.
We will. And so we went to the Regional Arts Commission and, you know, presented our vision. And we were awarded with an $80,000 Innovation Fund grant specifically for marketing and showcasing this on a national level. It can't be used in the actual production. It's really for after this show premieres, what we can do with it from that point forward.
Let's sample something else, some music. Brian, Powerhouse?
Powerhouse. This came from a discussion with Gina Patterson when she said, I need a piece of music. And it's about at the train station. Union Station was the busiest train station in the world in World War II. And it's all these people coming and going. And she says, I see luggage. I see a lot of fast movement. I see coming and going, intermingling, and just the hustle and bustle. And being a jazz musician, and we love different music and different influences. And one of the big influences is Raymond Scott. He has such visual music that Warner Brothers used his music for the Bugs Bunny cartoons and different like things. So anytime you see industrial stuff going on, they always played excerpts of this. And this ended up being a suggestion that was accepted, and it's a wonderful piece of music.
Madco presents Liquid Roads. It's a lively look at the jazzy, bluesy, swinging roots of St. Louis culture. I read that right off the press release. Performances are going to be Friday and Saturday, April 11th and 12th, 8 p.m. at UMSL's Two Hill Performing Arts Center. If you'd like ticket information and more details, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Two Hills website. One final question for you, Stacy, and I guess I can almost figure out what it means, but Liquid Roads, what do you mean by that?
Oh, I think that's a question for Gina, actually, because we did go through a lot of title possibilities.
Yeah, she said, oh, I know it's a year away, but we need a title. And so water has always been something really spiritual and sacred to me. And when we're talking about the music that's come up the Mississippi and connected all these people, I mean, for me, it had to be something water and liquids. And like Brian was saying, you know, it became a highway. So it became a liquid highway that connects people. And, you know, and there's a lot more, but that's sort of at the heart of it, just a connecting road.
That's choreographer Gina Patterson, also jazz musician. Brian Casserly has been here, and Stacy West of Madco, Liquid Roads, April 11th and 12th at the Two Hill. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on Cityscape, WashU's annual powwow. This is St. Louis Public Radio.